Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
A home in Northern Virginia is being expanded. 30 by 60, monstrous expansion in a tight neighborhood, houses close together, completely unlike anything else in the neighborhood, and frankly, just not the design of what it's supposed to look like. I don't mean it doesn't match HOA style. I mean, from streets over, you can see this monstrosity that's three times bigger than any house.
It looks like a bunch of shipping crates stacked on top of each other. And then, you know, stacked five or six deep, three 10 by 10 by 20, whatever the stupid things are. And right now, construction has stopped. The county's ordered it stopped. They're not going forward. Who knows what's going to happen at this point, if it gets approved, if it doesn't get approved, but it went up very quickly.
I would, frankly, get over this very, very fast. Now, if I was their direct neighbor next door, it would sting a lot more because I think I lost immense value on selling my home. And if it was really bad for my mental health and I cared a lot and every time I saw it, I wanted to go over and yell at them, then I would just have to move and take a bath financially on the sale or whatever and keep it moving. But if I did live anywhere else other than right next to them, and it's just annoying to drive past and to know that it's in my neighborhood, I really wouldn't care that much. I would think it's selfish and ridiculous, but that would kind of be the extent of it. But as a way to have fun here, you were talking about wanting to get even with them and being annoyed, and we want to come up with some ideas on what you could possibly do in a situation like this with neighbors. Here's the best I came up with. I looked up what animals you're allowed to have, exotic animals, in Virginia. I would 1,000% just use this as an opportunity to get a little petting zoo in my backyard for my kids or whatever. And then right up against their tree line, the line of their property, as close as I could put it to their home, we're doing the loudest possible animals you can find. We're doing chickens. We're doing alpaca. We're doing anything that you're allowed. Like, we're going to have some snakes in crates back there and cages. Just all the animals, right next to them, right up on the house as close as we can do it. I think that would be a pretty good way to be. If you're trying to be Bryce or Richard or Kyle,
yeah,
that's a pretty good way to be petty.
That's a good beginning. My issue, of course, is then I have to deal with those animals, and it's, you know, as much or more inconvenience for me.
Well, if you don't want an inconvenience or putting in more work, then you just get over it.
Well, that's totally true. But, yeah, I mean, mostly because I don't want snakes anywhere near anything. But I see your point. I mean, my first thought...
Get some eggs in the morning from the chickens.
I suppose. My first thought, of course, is to go full Sopranos when the guy wouldn't give him his... when a guy wouldn't give Tony Soprano his deposit back. That at all hours, you turn on really loud music and really loud whatevers, right? And you blast it right at them. And then the instant they, you know, call or say something, you turn it off when appropriate authorities come. But you do it from just far enough that it's, you know, facing them and not you. And you just have to let them know every second of every day, I'm going to bother you as often as humanly possible because you did this to me. And I will never let it go until you tear this stupid thing down because you've ruined everything.
I actually do think, knowing you like I do, you would never get over it,
no,
by the way.
I would never get over this.
So if I'm their direct neighbor, I would have a conversation with them when they started building it, like, Frank, what's wrong? What are you thinking?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
What are you doing, bud? And then we'd have this conversation. Probably lead to like 10 or 12 more. I'm going to HOA, maybe the whatever authority there is. I'm going to go to the end of the earth to try to stop it because it's ruining my home value and everything else. But when it happens, it's over. I don't know if I'm inviting them over for the cookout. You know, when we get together as a neighborhood, they're probably not getting an invitation in their mailbox. But otherwise, I'm kind of moving on.
I'll give you an idea. In our backyard, behind our garage, we built a sport court that used to be this mulchy, you know, tree stump, weed-filled nothingness. And now it's a place for kids to play. I use it, of course, whatever. But to all of our neighbors, we wrote an individual letter addressed to each one, like went and spoke to them. If there's any problem at any point, please do not hesitate, right? I had one thing already with a neighbor where we had to make sure that some of the rain runoff wasn't, you know, because of the new structure headed towards his yard. And it took great pains to make sure that it wasn't happening because imposing on other people is wrong. And everyone just now assumes that you can just do it.
Yes.
I have my own noble, selfish goal, so I can impose. You cannot. Otherwise, we collapse.
We were talking about imposition before the show because I can't believe, I think it's generational, but the generation below us, if you're in your mid-20s, you ask people to take you to or pick you up from the airport. I can't imagine ever asking someone to take me to or pick me up from the airport. Unless you are my better half. My wife or girlfriend, my lover. I would never ask someone to do that. Uber exists. Taxis exist. Metro exists. That is an insane imposition. It's a ridiculous thing, especially early hours, late hours, what have you. But really at any time during the workday, can you pick me up from the airport? No, grown up, get an Uber. But you're right. Imposition has just become the norm now. Let's go to Bill in Manassas. What's up, Bill? Okay, Bill.
I'm here.
Are you?
Hey.
Doesn't seem like it.
I want to thank you guys for taking my call.
Yeah, buddy.
And then number two, I hope that you guys understand the complexities of this whole situation. Dude has a right, and I get that we could be, I don't know.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Good call, Bill.
I have more pace. I need more pace.
I got the right, Bill, to walk up and do this in your face. Should I? Should I, Bill? Is it complex or is it simple and selfish? I bet you it's the latter. I don't care that you're within your rights to do a lot of things. You don't do it because of human decency, Bill. Complicated.
Why are you so mad at Bill?
Because Bill didn't really care about our thing. He cursed once and then went, I hope you understand the complexities. Hard to hear from your high horse, slow-talking guy. This is a simple issue. It's a simple thing. One person selfish, everyone else has to deal with it. That's the story. Look it up.
Why is Danny so angry at Bill? What the hell did Bill do? I mean, he did talk way too slowly and hit the brakes on the show, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But it seems like you're too upset at Bill. I like Bill. Bill, thank you for calling. That was nice of you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.